KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal, and back from this year's Telluride Film Festival, where a slip of the lip got a warm laugh. It happened at the Sheraton Opera House, a beautiful little jewel box of a theater that dates back to the 19th century. In the course of introducing a film, a bright young woman said Sandra Bernhard had played there. She meant Sarah Bernhard, and a couple of people in the audience corrected her. But no matter, old and new play well together at a festival with a long history of taking the broad view. For more than three decades, movie lovers have gone to the former mining town, almost 9,000 feet up in the Rockies, for refresher courses and where the movies have been, as far back as the silent era, as well as where they're at. On that count, the 35th annual festival was a great success. Scores of fascinating features, documentaries, and shorts. Festival regulars ask for no more, even though in their heart of hearts they may always hope for surprise and excitement. Last year, those hopes were rewarded by Juno, and the year before by The Last King of Scotland and The Lives of Others. This year's schedule gave no hint of potential bombshells, but again, that was perfectly okay given the quality of the program as a whole. Then along came Slumdog Millionaire, which topped the Rockies for a heightened experience. The film was directed by Danny Boyle, who did Trainspotting and 28 Days After, and written by Simon Beaufoy, who wrote The Full Monty. It's set in contemporary Mumbai. It's sort of an Oliver Twist combined with the Three Musketeers and Bollywood extravagance, and tells the tale of a wretchedly poor Muslim boy who pulls himself up by his brains instead of his bootstraps and gets a shot at becoming a millionaire on a wonderfully garish Indian TV quiz show. Slumdog Millionaire will open commercially later this fall, so I'll confine myself to only a few effusions now, with more to come. There's never been anything like this crowd-pleasing fantasy that's a story of unswerving love, a searing depiction of poverty and injustice, and a marvelous evocation of multinational media madness. When I spoke to the director after the first Telluride screening, actually the first public screening anywhere, I said his film was a great example of what the late Carol Reed once advised. Find the right container, and you can fill it with whatever you wish. Danny Boyle said yes, but I also try to follow David Lean's advice to declare your ambitions in the first 5 minutes. The ambitions declared in the first few minutes of Slumdog Millionaire are huge, but by the end they're completely fulfilled. I always think of Telluride as a welcome rite of passage, a passage from the coarse, aggressively stupid summer movies that fill the movieplexes to the renewed pleasure of watching nuanced human behavior on a big screen. Philippe Claudel's French-language debut feature, I Loved You So Long, provided that pleasure in hearts and spades. Kristen Scott Thomas is Juliette, a gaunt pariah who comes to live with her younger sister after serving 15 years in prison for a terrible crime. Her performance is absolute perfection, sometimes hooded, occasionally ferocious, always unshowy, and not at all showy about being unshowy. The plot can be awfully manipulative, but the film is so subtle and smart that you either don't notice or don't mind. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.